caution. The interview you're about to hear is about a book which contains language not intended for children and some adults. To say Jennifer Lawson, otherwise known as the Bloggess, is irreverent is putting it mildly. To say she has a foul mouth is overstating it a little. To say she has a somewhat twisted view of life and that she's also hysterically funny, that is pretty much right on. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Jennifer Lawson has written a book about her life and the things that shaped her unusual brand of humor, and it's called Let's Pretend This Never Happened. I recently spoke with her, rather warily, about her book. I wasn't sure whether I could interview her without her self-described favorite word accidentally slipping into the discussion. I also didn't know how many bleeps constitutes too many for one interview, so I was nervous at first. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine and very happy to talk to you, but a little bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's all going to be good.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm reading the book. I just got it yesterday, so I can honestly say I haven't read it to the end, but I'm going to.
Uh-huh.
But when I got the book, I thought, she hasn't heard George Carlin's bit about the seven words.
The seven words you can't say on radio.
Okay.
I have, and I am really good, I have to say. I do occasionally say, but aside from that, everything else, I have not made a mistake yet.
Okay.
So far.
Okay. I just heard at least 100 cars with screeching brakes as parents tried to cover their kids' ears while driving.
That's awesome.
Your family was not nearly as bizarre as you think it is.
Really?
You have no idea.
You feel my pain.
I know about what a raccoon looks like inside out.
Oh. Yes.
I know what a deer looks like inside out.
Yes. But have you ever stood inside of a deer while it's inside out?
I have not done that.
All right. I'm one up on you then.
Have you really done that?
I have. I was playing tag, and I made a recklessly hard left, and I walked straight into a deer that was being cleaned. And it was, I described it as like being like wearing a deer sweater. It was awful, and I do not recommend. But at the same time, I am a big collector of taxidermy and, you know, things like that. So it's kind of funny because I have been at one point a card-carrying member of PETA.
Yeah.
Just to sort of even out the fact that I have so many dead animals in my house.
Well, now, did you inherit those dead animals from your father or?
No, I didn't. And that's the worst part.
Oh, that is bad.
Yeah. And not only, I don't... It's not that I don't believe in hunting because we wouldn't have survived without it, but I personally can't kill an animal. And so, but I have this love of dead animals dressed up in people clothes. So I have so many ridiculous, like, I have like an ermine and her name is Hermione Granger and she's dressed up in her little Gryffindor costume. And I have a weasel whose name is Ron Weasley. And I have like, I mean, it's ridiculous how many dead animals I have like all over my house. But they're all ethically taxidermied, which means they all died of like natural causes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So they might have been roadkill or something.
Exactly. Okay. Most of them were roadkill or like I have a wolf and he died of kidney failure. So like I know all of these stories. I'm like, this is Wolf Blitzer. He died of kidney failure. You know,
like,
the whole story. Oh, yeah. They all have names.
Okay. A serious question for a moment. Your childhood is pretty much undescribable, at least by me. But you are currently a wife and a mother. What does your daughter think of you?
It's one of those things where because you're born with someone and you always see them, they always see just the normal side of you. I think that for the most part, she's very happy because I'm the kind of person that, like, last week I rented a kangaroo and a sloth to come to the house for our anniversary because I wanted like the day to be really remembered. And so my husband was like, why is there a kangaroo in my office? Why are you carrying a sloth? What is going on in here? And so like a normal person would look at it in the same way that my husband did, which was, what is wrong with you?
Right.
But my daughter, who's 7, was like, my mom is magical. There's a sloth in my house, and I get to hug it.
Did you ever feel like your father was magical, or did you always...
Oh, no. No.
Did you always know that he was just not...
He's not right. Yeah, he's
not normal.
He's not right. No, he's not right in the head. He's awesome, and I adore him. But yeah, he's completely wrong. One of my favorite childhood stories, and I share this in the book. Although in the book, it's much funnier than when I sort of tell it. It's a little horrific when I tell it. But my father came home with this animal, and he was always bringing home like raccoons and bobcats and deer, and that which would live in our house. And so he came home with this animal in the middle of the night, and my sister and I both thought that, you know, to wake us up with this animal, it's got to be something like a chupacabra or like a two-headed snake or something amazing. And it was a squirrel, so we were all just completely like, whatever, let us go back to sleep. My dad tried to explain to us that it was a magical squirrel and that it would raise its little squirrely paw like the number of times, but he would give him math problems and it would like count with its little paw. And I was like, this is amazing. We're not going to be poor anymore. We're going to be able to afford meat and shoes we didn't make ourselves. And oh my gosh, this is so great. And right then my father like rips off the cracker box that the squirrel was hiding in. And that's when I realized that this squirrel was dead and was a roadkill squirrel that my father had just opened up and was using as some sort of like grotesque hand puppet from the very bowels of hell. Like it was just horrible.
Oh, no.
I was like, I had to go to school in the morning. I'm 7. Like, let me go back to sleep. What is wrong with you?
But the book is called Let's Pretend This Never Happened, A Mostly True Memoir, and it's by Jenny Lawson, who is also known as the Bloggess, Bloggess. Is there a website?
There is, thebloggess.com.
Well, thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.